You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 13, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The United States Department of State has expressed alarm over human rights violations in Ethiopia, particularly in the Amhara and Oromia regions. These regions are significant due to their size and ethnic diversity, with the Amhara predominantly home to the Amhara ethnic group and Oromia to the Oromo people, Ethiopia's largest ethnic group. Both areas have faced severe human rights abuses linked to inter-ethnic conflicts, government crackdowns, and political instability. Undersecretary of State Uzra Zeya emphasized concerns over ongoing hostilities involving government troops and non-state actors committing crimes. Zeya called for unrestricted access for independent human rights monitors and impartial investigations for accountability. The U.S. Department of State's annual country reports on human rights practices draw from credible sources, including NGOs and media. Non-state actors and militias operate outside government control, often motivated by ethnic or political interests, contributing to the complex conflicts in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian government has been criticized for failing to investigate violations and for a flawed transitional justice process, despite commitments to accountability. The UN report highlights the federal government's inability to uphold human rights commitments, allowing non-state actors to operate with impunity. Clashes between the military and militias in Amhara have resulted in significant civilian casualties and displacement. In August 2023, these clashes escalated, causing hundreds of civilian deaths and widespread displacement. The federal government declared a state of emergency in Amhara, granting extraordinary powers that often restrict civil liberties. Such powers can lead to arbitrary arrests, detentions without charge, and increased surveillance, raising concerns about human rights abuses. The government has a history of launching investigations into abuses under public pressure, but often fails to take meaningful action. As of September 2023, Ethiopia had 2.9 million internally displaced people due to conflict and over 141,000 refugees and asylum seekers in neighboring countries. Internally displaced people face dire conditions, including inadequate shelter, food, and health care, making them vulnerable to further abuses. The cessation of hostilities agreement in Tigray included provisions for the return and reintegration of IDPs and refugees. Between May 2023 and June 2025, 43 demonstrations by displaced people in Tigray indicated ongoing pressure for return. Despite the cessation of hostilities in Tigray, serious human rights abuses persisted across Ethiopia. The November 2022 agreement aimed to end the conflict between the government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, including disarmament and restoration of humanitarian access. However, rights abuses continued in Tigray throughout 2023, particularly in Western, Northwestern, and Eastern Tigray zones. The UN International Commission of Human Rights Experts on Ethiopia, ICRI, reported in September 2023 that the situation in Ethiopia poses risks of future atrocity crimes. ICRI, mandated by the UN Human Rights Council, investigates alleged violations of international law in Ethiopia. Its second report found that the government failed to investigate violations and initiated a flawed transitional justice process. Despite these findings, the UN Human Rights Council did not renew ICRI's mandate, raising concerns about international commitment to justice in Ethiopia. Reports reference ethnic cleansing in Ethiopia, indicating severe violence and displacement targeting specific ethnic groups. The UN's report underscores the federal government's failure to uphold human rights commitments, exacerbating risks of unpunished crimes. Human rights abuses in Ethiopia include extrajudicial killings, torture, mass detentions, and gender-based violence. Details of violations such as mass murders and arbitrary detentions have emerged since the ceasefire agreement. Conditions prompting displacement include armed conflict, political instability, and persecution, affecting both refugees and asylum seekers. The suspension of UN and USAID food assistance operations has limited access to food for over 900,000 refugees and asylum seekers in Ethiopia. Limitations on press freedom manifest through arbitrary arrests of journalists and restrictive laws, curtailing access to independent information. These restrictions hinder civil society and accountability for human rights abuses. Copyright African Elements.